That was not an issue here because shortly before all this, the School of Engineering at Hopkins merged with the Faculty of Philosophy to become the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. So the engineering school disappeared at about this same time. This was, you probably know very well, it was the time of the heyday of engineering science. When, so at the same time that biomedical engineering was being established, the School of Engineering was being merged into the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. So that was not... another that I forgot to mention is that Sam Talbot recruited Moise Goldstein from MIT before this to run a run the graduate program, PhD program in biomedical engineering. And so Moise came and they got this program started, and as a sidelight, that was in 1963, I guess. And one of the unbelievable facts is that this PhD program has been constantly funded by the NIH since 1963, by the National Institute of General Medical Sciences. Now, I have to admit that And there were three programs started. This one, the one at Penn, and the one at Rochester. All three were started in 1963. And this is the only one that has been constantly funded. And it is more good luck than anything else because it was funded for four-year chunks. And our timing was just right because there were times when PhD programs were on their way out and we would have still two more years to go. And then by the time it's time for us to renew, they were back in again. So there were some excellent programs. For example, Case Western Reserve, they happened to hit it wrong. It was time for them to get renewed when people were all against PhD programs in biomedical engineering and so forth. And so the PhD program
that had already started
had already started, and it was already very good and had very good people in it. For example, one of the early students is now the director of the Mind-Brain Institute here at Hopkins, and those early, well, you may meet Eric Young, who is the head of the Hearing Sciences Center, and they're just terrific. Mm-hmm. So. That's how the department started, and it has had really strong institutional support, and we were with institutional support, we were able to get some substantial foundation grants to get things going.